This is HPR episode 2792 entitled, Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux, and is part of the series, Soundscapes. It is hosted by Arun Patton, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, playing around with different text-to-speech programs to see what is possible.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Well, hello everybody, this is me again, Jerome Betten, your friendly neighborhood geek, nerd, whatever. I'm still self-employed, doing Linux, Python, programming, sysadmin, geek stuff. Everything from mainframes via AS400s, I'm referencing here previous podcast, to Raspberry Pis and, well, whatnot. This one is the podcast is about text-to-speech synthesis. I found myself contemplating about the intro to every HPR recording. You know, the electronic voice we all know and love. Well, the latter is for me actually a little question. Is this the best there is? I don't know. I mean, we can choose to use it as a community for history's sake or simply because we like the geeky sound of it. I don't care. But I was just wondering, is this the best there is on Linux? And, well, I don't know. Why not fumble around a bit and see what I will find? So, so I downloaded a bunch of text-to-speech, TTS, software packages. I downloaded some software from GitHub repositories and I started playing. Well, to really compare things, we need to have a reference. We need to have a reference to our quest. So the first one, of course, is to make a recording with the eSpeak program. And it is clearly the one in use at HPR. It sounds like a robot, but it's at the same time, it's pretty good to understand, albeit that the sound is rather mechanical. So this is what eSpeak makes of the intro string that I'm using.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled, Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux, and is part of the series, Soundscapes. It is hosted by Arun Barton, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag.
Well, I think you've recognized this sound, right? So what I did is, I made a small shell script that you can find in the show notes, I'll paste it there, and started to test out other programs as well. I defined the introductory string to this podcast as my reference text, and made several text-to-speech programs saying it. It seems that eSpeak can also do some Scottish, and since I fell in love with the city of Edinburgh, I wanted to give it a shot. So, here goes.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled, Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux, and is part of the series, Soundscapes. It is hosted by Arun Barton, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag.
Well, what's there to say? I mean, yeah, it does have a distant-sounding Scottish accent, but it's way in the distance. It's at the horizon, so it's... Well, I wouldn't exactly call it a success. Okay? Anyway, is there more? Well, yeah, eSpeak also has three male US voices. And, well, I'm just putting one after the other, so I won't blabble a long time about it. But, again, here is eSpeak with male US voices. 1, 2, 3.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled, Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis in Linux, and is part of the series, Soundscapes. It is hosted by Arun Button, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled, Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis in Linux, and is part of the series, Soundscapes. It is hosted by Arun Button, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled, Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis in Linux, and is part of the series, Soundscapes. It is hosted by Arun Button, and is about 20 minutes, and carries a clean flag.
Well, I guess it's best not to dwell too much about this, I think. Clearly, from the eSpeak point of view, HPR has chosen the best alternative there is, and all the others are... Okay. Yeah, pathetic is the word that comes to mind. And I'm Dutch, so I'm not even native. I guess you can think of other words to value this this quality sound. Okay? Well, the next program I found was F-Lite, F-L-I-T-E. And as you can hear, it's not really an improvement. But, you know, for comparison's sake, here goes again.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux, and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Arun Button and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
Yeah, I know. Well, the upside to this is I hope that someday I will be just as old as this guy. I mean, 180, you know? So I can spend every day after retirement hacking into computers for the rest of my life. For another 100 years. I mean, what's not to like? Okay. But although this sounds pretty... well, okay, not so good. There's also a female alternative. And it's... Well, although better, still a long way from pleasant. And, well... Being the sucker for a nice womanly voice that I am, I'm going to treat you to this one as well.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Aaron Botten and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
I know, this is definitely not somebody I would fall in love with, but it's... Well, you can hear that's a woman, that at least. Okay, so after this, I wanted to try out a program called Festival. Everybody says it's the best around, so let's try this out. It clearly is an advanced system where you can play with speech synthesis to your heart's content. And it's, well, it can be pretty complex if you want it to. But I don't want to do that. I don't have the knowledge how to tweak such a system, nor do I have the inclination. I just want to compare some programs and see, hear how they sound. Now, Festival comes with several voices. I tried out a bunch of them, and this is what I got. The first voice, well, it does not bode well. So, again, here goes.
This is HPR episode 2792. Entitled Playing Around with Text to Speech Synthesis in Linux, and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Aaron Batten, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag.
Yeah, I know, it's in a way it's reminiscent of the old guy's voice we heard earlier, but it's a little slower, it's a little clearer, and, well... It doesn't do it for me yet. Anyway, the second one of Festival is a female voice, and I'll tell you this in advance, it sounds a whole lot better.
This is HPR episode 2792, entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux, and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Aaron Batten, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag.
I know, it's still not... This female voice that would tickle your fancy, or I believe they say, or maybe it doesn't tickle, I don't know. Anyway, using the voice selection, I also tried out for four different US male voices. And just for the sake of brevity, I will put them here again, one after the other. So I'll shut up for a while and let you enjoy these four voices.
This is HPR episode 2792, entitled Playing Around with Text, to Speech Synthesis in Linux, and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Yeri Barton, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag.
This is HPR episode 2792, entitled Playing Around with Text, to Speech Synthesis in Linux, and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Aaron Batten, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag.
This is HPR episode 2792, entitled Playing Around with Text, to Speech Synthesis in Linux, and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Aaron Batten, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag.
This is HPR episode 2792, entitled Playing Around with Text, to Speech Synthesis in Linux, and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Barton, and is about 20 minutes long, and carries a clean flag.
Yeah, for all its all this festival program is cracked up to be, I find it boring out of my skull, the way they sound. But there is a funny thing to this, because you can even make festivals sing. Well, don't get your hopes up. I mean, even I sing better, but mechanical singing is possible. So, just a little scale of festivities coming your way.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do.
Yeah, it's the life of the party, and it's the greatest hits album is just around the corner. They're almost done. Well, then, so that's it for festival. Well, then I stumbled upon this next gem. It's from the Gnoostep project, and the program is simply called Say. That's it, Say. Downside is that it has no command line argument to save a file, but it's open source. So if you like to save to a file, it's pretty easy to implement. But I found a Ubuntu PPI called Sound Recorder. And that is what it does. It just records whatever you send out through your speaker line and put it into a WAV file. So I started Sound Recorder, hit the record button, and then issued a say command on the command line, and voila! After hitting stop recording, I had managed to grab myself the audio. And the result, as you might expect, sounds just like this.
This is HPR episode 2792, entitled Playing Around with Text to Speech Synthesis on Linux, and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Barton and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
So it's clearly not perfect, but, well, like I said, for a simple say, it's a three-letter command. What else did you expect? So next I started, looking using a search engine, because I was at the end of my ropes looking at whatever was available in the standard distribution of Linux I was using, Ubuntu in this case. So I started using a search engine. Was there maybe something not in the standard repositories? That's how I found, for instance, the Merlin project on GitHub. It needs G++ and Python, and after compilation, it even takes over 6 hours to have Python and NumPy machine learn a model to use. After all this time, expectations were high. I mean, it took, I believe, some whatever sound voice sounds and put them into a machine learning model, and after that, well, I would expect a pretty decent sound. So I tried to get it to speak my own strings, but I just couldn't get it to work. And after fumbling around with it for several hours, I finally gave up. Yeah, there is a command line command there that you should just feed a text file and it would speak, but it didn't work. So here's one of their own standard test, well, demonstration WAV files, and well, you judge for yourself.
He read his fragments aloud.
Typhoid, did I tell you? But she had become an automaton. At the best, they were necessary accessories. You were making them talk shop, Ruth charged him.
Yeah, what can I say? I know, I was equally unimpressed. Well, that's when I ran into Mary text-to-speak. Mary text-to-speak is written in Java. So, after a download from GitHub and reading the README, I was able to build the thing. After that, I had to start a GUI tool and select languages and voices I wanted to download. So, for English, UK and US voices, that meant downloading almost 1 gig of data. After that, I could fire up the Mary application's web server. I opened a browser window and I got me a screen and started typing in a text box. Hitting the speak button generated an audio file or audio stream, and a right click of that link, save as, got me a WAV file. So I was fumbling a bit, but anyway, so it's got a built-in web server. You start it, you open a browser window, point towards the web server. There is a text box on the screen. You type in some text, you hit the speak button, and it generates an audio stream, right? And if you right click, you can save as, and that's the way to get a WAV file. Well, the first voice that you can choose from is an English, as in UK, female voice, and, well, you won't believe what you're going to hear now.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled, Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux, and is part of the series, Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Botten and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
Well now, that's a voice that I could listen to. I'm not going to say this is the woman I want to marry, except for the fact that she's digital and lives somewhere in Bitland. But I do like the sound. It's almost human. It's clear, and it's got some human intonation into it. The second one, well, it's not really better. But for the sake of completeness, let's hear this one as well. So this is the second female English women, females or women, voice.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Botten and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
Yeah, I know, it's not perfect, but at this stage we are going to discuss more the fact that it's maybe too expressive than anything else, and compared to what we've heard so far, I think we're becoming spoiled. So there's more in Mary text speech. Like I said, downloadable from GitHub. I'll just let you hear some other files that I made, and without me blabbering in between. So, after a few seconds, here we go.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Botten and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
Yeah, I know. It just sounds like a grandmother, a young grandmother, but a grandmother nonetheless. There's also a UK male voice, but, you decide for yourself.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Botten and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
Well, so much for the UK male voice. Then there's one last one because we're coming to the end. And it's a US female voice. And, well, it sounds pretty business-oriented. I don't know what it is, but that's just how I think she sounds. And it's at the same time, it's the last WAV file that I have for you. Let's do this one more time.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled, Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux, and is part of the series, Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Botten and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
At the same time, she sounds really, really depressing. So, using this kind of speech synthesis in a voice recognition system on a mental health hotline, I don't think that's a really good idea. Probably best to use real humans anyway. You know, the one with a beating heart and some sense and feeling and stuff. The funny thing is, when I made this podcast, I had to devise a string to test all the voices. And I guessed it would take me about 20 minutes to make this recording. And, well, guess what? I even managed to make this one approximately 20 minutes long. So, that's more luck than wisdom, as we say in the Netherlands. This is it for this time. I hope you liked it. I hope you liked all the voices. The script I use is in the show notes. And take care. Have a nice day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.